Living with God is not just having an idea or a belief that He exists. It's having a relationship with Him. Well, how do you have a relationship with God? There are two basic building blocks to any healthy relationship. First, you need two people. It sounds simple, but it's true. If you're sitting around one day and your friend says, "I have a great girl for you. She's exactly what you're looking for and she's interested in you." No matter how great it sounds, it's not a relationship until you actually meet and find out for yourself. Number two, free choice. Both people need to freely choose each other. Forcing someone to be with you isn't a relationship. Two people choosing to be together, that's the paradigm of a great relationship. See, we have a problem. Since God's not physical, we can't sense Him. Well, how do we have a relationship if we don't know He exists? Is He here? Is He in the sky? Does He hear me? For us to develop a relationship with God, we need to know, and not just believe, that He is real. But the more He reveals Himself or proves He exists, the less choice we have to be with Him. Should God ever say hello at breakfast one morning, we would be so awestruck by His presence that we would be incapable of choosing not to have a relationship with Him. But should He not reveal Himself, then we don't know He exists. Filling one prerequisite kills the other. So what do? God walks a fine line between proven existence and free choice for that reason. How? Let's start at the beginning. The first chapter of Jewish history is quite strange. Jews are slaves in Egypt. God instructs Moshe to ask Paro for permission to take the Jews out of Egypt. That doesn't make any sense. God wants to start a nation and needs Paro's permission? He's God. He could have just told Moshe that at 9 a.m. Tuesday morning, it's going to go dark. Gather the people and just go. The Jews could have been eating falafel in Jerusalem before the lights went back on in Egypt. What's with the back and forth with Paro? We need to understand that Egypt wasn't just a country. It was the epicenter of civilization. Exodus wasn't just to get the Jews out. It was the platform for God to reveal Himself to the world. And 10 plagues later, even Paro knew God existed. And it got better. Days after leaving Egypt, He split a sea. And then, to seal the deal, a few weeks later, God revealed Himself to a nation of over 2 million people. Not to an elite few, not to Moshe on a mountaintop, to everyone. At that moment, God wasn't theoretical. He wasn't an idea or an image. He was real. The relationship had begun. The first principle of God awareness is based on the source, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. I am Hashem, your God, who took you out of Egypt. Or said shorter, I am real. God is saying, I am real. But we can do more than just look at one specific event to find God. Look at Jewish history. Mark Twain famously asked, what is the secret of the Jews' immortality? We should ask the same question. How do the Jews survive and thrive through generations of exile and persecution? Look at nature. We are begged to look beyond the how and ask why. I know how my body works, but why does it work so wondrously? Why are there millions of parts and they're all in sync? Could it all be by chance? I know how the world works, but why? Why does each aspect of nature seem to fit perfectly into a larger design? And should anything alter even slightly, we're all doomed. See, nature is a great tool for God, since it allows us to lose focus on the terminology of how, or choose to recognize the awesomeness of why. And that's part of God's plan, to give us the choice to find Him, should we want to see Him in Exodus, in history, in nature, everywhere, or not to. The first mitzvah, the first principle of God awareness, is to know that God is real, and to choose to have a relationship with Him.